Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. 800-531-3815. Toll free, coast to coast. I promised you that we'd have a new friend with us this half hour, and I'm going to be able to do that. Maddie Dykewald is our new friend. She is the author of a book called Cycles, How We Live, Work, and Buy. For almost 20 years, Maddie has been an actively involved in analyzing and forecasting lifestyles and consumer marketing trends, started when she was about 12, and her new book, as I said, is Cycles, and I'm excited about this book, folks, because it's going to make a splash. Maddie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you. Good to have you on the show. Maddie, my audience knows that for over 5 years now, I've been drilling into their heads the importance of understanding demographics, the understanding the fact that fads come and go, but the lifestyles, the life changes that you talk about, the life cycles that you talk about, are basically already established, and they're on their way toward us, aren't they?
That's right. And one of the great things about demographic shifts and understanding them is they can give you a window into the future that's totally predictable.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me ask you this question. If that's the case, if what you and I just said is true, and obviously it is if you and I said it, right?
Of course.
Why is it so hard for people to understand that? Why are so many people blindsided? And not only small business owners, but big guys.
Yeah, that's a very good question. First of all, the word demographics, everyone thinks it's something that's for those propeller heads out there, you know. It's not for everyday use, when in fact it really is. I mean,
yeah.
If you can get your hands around the demographic shift, which we're just really talking about population shifts, then you can understand what it means for business and for your business and for your life.
Right, absolutely. Well, and exactly, and that's a good point. It's the understanding of this issue that you write about is not just about our businesses. It's important for us to understand in the way we operate, the way we live our lives, isn't it?
Oh, you bet. I mean, it can really save you a lot of pain, and it can make you feel good about yourself.
I'd like to establish something early on in our conversation, Maddie, that you wrote about in your book, and I'm going to read something from it. Over time, I noticed, this is from Maddie, folks, over time I noticed that when I would talk about the concept of living a cyclic versus a linear life, whether it was in a client's meeting, keynote presentation, or focus group, people perked up. Tell us what the difference between a cyclic and a linear life is.
I'd be happy to. Just think about it this way. Throughout all of history, we've lived our lives in a very straightforward, predictable way that was what society told us to do. We learned when we were young, just mm-hmm. once. We built a family and worked just one job.
Same job, 40 years.
40 years, got a gold watch, retired for a couple years, and we died. And that was life. Very prescribed by society,
mm-hmm.
very predictable. Great for marketers, by the way, because
right.
you knew exactly what people were doing based on how old they were. And so we, in fact, invented this whole concept of age segmentation. And we found the bullseye, which was the young people, because that's where the biggest growth was. And we also knew that brand loyalty was put into place when you were young. That's the linear. That's what we've been doing. But now people are beginning to live longer. 100 years ago, average life expectancy was 47. Today it's 77. And it's not going down. It's going up.
That's right.
We're
going to
live longer. And there's more of us living longer. And we're taking on new attitudes, boomer attitudes, a little bit more edgy than the parents of the boomers. And so we're embracing, we're saying no to that. We're saying no. You can't tell us how to live our lives. Age and habit do not define us. We are liberated from that model. We are going to be living longer, and therefore we are going to do what we feel like doing. So we're going to go back to school when we're 38, or we're going to have that second career when we're 45.
We're going to start a new business when we're 65.
We're going to start it at 65, at 45, at 80.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to be doing these kinds of things in a cyclic society. Cycles means you can cycle back into the different life stage events anytime you want. It's not based on age. In fact, that age-defined model, that's out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Age no longer defines us.
And the interesting thing is that even though the numbers are there and the numbers aren't going to change and the sheer numerical issue that you have with demographics, even though that's not changing, but that's even something that people miss sometimes is how the numbers affect us. But as you say, the way the people in those numbers are behaving, that's what's changing, isn't it?
Absolutely. We are. We're just behaving differently.
Yeah. Stand by, Maddie. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Having a great visit with our new friend, Maddie Dykewalder. Book is called Cycles, How We Live, Work, and Buy. More to come right after these messages. 20 Tales. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. Let me remind you, coming up at the show straight ahead, Rick Maurer is going to join us. And we're going to talk about Why Don't You Want What I Want? That's the title of one of his books. And we're going to talk about how to avoid knee-jerk reactions. And I'm a little bit of a passionate kind of guy. I'm liable to knee-jerk every once in a while. He's going to help us to avoid that. And then after Rick, we're going to be visiting with Gene Griseman. And as you know, Gene is one of the top Lincoln portrayers in the world and one of our Brain Trust members. And he's going to join us. Actually, he's going to bring the president with him. Maddie Dykewalder, we're going to visit with President Lincoln in the next hour.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, we've had President
Lincoln. A good trick.
Well, you know, a lot of people, you know, you don't hear that anywhere else. Only on this show do you hear President Lincoln. But he'll be with us in the next hour. We're going to get him to, he'll recite the, give us his Gettysburg Address, and we'll have some fun with that. And that's coming up in the next hour. Maddie Dykewalder is our guest. She's the author of Cycles, How We Live, Work, and Buy. Folks, I really encourage you to check this book out. And the reason is because in your small business, you need to know, if you don't already have a good understanding of the way the world is moving today, the way the population is evolving, and how the new things in the 21st century are overlaying on the numerical aspects of demographics, the fact that, what is there, 80 million boomers, 30 million behind my generation and your generation, Maddie, because I know you're not old enough to be part of the boomer generation.
Oh, no, of course not.
but we've got to understand all this because, you know, I can just see, Maddie, I can see a small business owner standing in the window with 20th century products behind him on the shelf and watching the world go by and saying, what's wrong? Don't they like me anymore?
Well, that easily could happen because we are really transforming who we are. It's almost like the very essence of who we are is transforming more, and it's interesting because it's away from a real youth domination to a more midlife and older domination, and it's more balanced.
Mm-hmm.
It's better for all of us because everybody, there's one thing you can say about all of us, we're all going to get older.
Absolutely.
Well, God willing.
Are you puzzled by the fact that, I heard somebody say the other day, the marketers of today still don't get it. They still try to chase the 18 to 35 year olds who don't have any money, and they leave the older folks, the boomers and the GI folks alone, and they've got all the money.
I do understand.
Are you surprised about that?
I'm surprised because it's really not smart, but I understand why it's so, and that is because they have been drummed into their head that brand loyalty is put into place in the early 20s at the latest,
mm-hmm.
and that it stays with people throughout their lives. That is the piece of information. It's a myth, really, that they're going by because that's the old truth. That's not so anymore. Today, people change brand loyalty as quickly as they change their underwear. They don't even feel brand loyalty for 15 minutes. For instance, when you're young, you might want an SUV, and then pretty soon you decide that doesn't make any sense. I want a different kind of car. And then by the time you're in your 40s, you're back to a Humvee and sort of a souped-up SUV. And then, you know, a couple years later, you decide, I really want a sports car. There is no brand loyalty. You're not a Ford guy or a Chevy guy.
Well, you know, if you think
yesterday's consumer.
If you think about it, when you look back in the 20th century, our brand loyalty came from the fact that the company that we became loyal to gave us the first thing like that we ever owned, the first washing machine, the first refrigerator, the first automobile. Mm-hmm. Today, those things are commodities.
They are total commodities, and people get online, and there's all the services that tell you which is the best for your particular needs and price point, and that's where you go.
One of the things that you talk about, and I want to blend this into what we were just saying, that you talk about in Chapter 10 in the cyclic society, or some people might say the cyclic society, you talk about embracing the new ageless consumer, and that's kind of where we are right now. Tell us about what you mean by that.
Well, as I mentioned before, the era of youth domination in business and marketing, I think it's over. The percentage of young people is shrinking, or actually it's staying the same, while the percentage of older people is growing dramatically. So this domination will balance out. We'll see more industries and companies begin to seek customers outside of that 18 to 32 demographic that you've talked about, which has always been the bullseye of American business. Now, a great example, look at that new Pepsi commercial which aired during the Super Bowl, where you saw a teenage boy at a rock concert in the middle of a mosh pit. He turns around, he sees his father rocking out next to him.
That's the weirdest thing that could happen to a kid, isn't it?
Probably a bad trip, but it also tells you that we're becoming a more multi-generational society, and that's good news for business because it increases your potential target market.
Well, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that. I just have to lapse into a personal note for a minute. You know, I mean, I'm part of the rock and roll generation. I love rock and roll, as my audience can tell from the music that we play. It's from the soundtrack of my life. But when my kids were teenagers and some rock and roll song would come on, I'd be bobbing and weaving, you know. It would just freak them out, you know. I mean, I grew up with the Rolling Stones and even some of the folks in the 50s. But the idea that I would be rocking and rolling, they just can't deal with that.
That's funny. Well, my kids like it. I mean, I just took my daughter to she's 15. We went to a Counting Crows concert together.
Well, that's you moving into her generation. That's pretty
probably
cool.
But, you know, I feel flexible about that. I like to know what's going on in the world, and I'm not alone. Lots of people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, too.
Maddie, stand by. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about some more about cycles, which is the title of our guest's book. Maddie Dockwald is the author of this book. We're going to talk about reinvention when we come back. We all need to be thinking about this. 10 till. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. That's Carlos Santana on guitar. Our guest is Maddie Dockwald. She's the author of Cycles. This is a very handsome book. Maddie, congratulations on the colors.
Thank you. I like it too.
Yeah, it's a good design. I like the cycle, the way you've circled the words there on the front. That looks really good. Okay, Maddie, I want you to give us your website, please.
Oh, it's www.maddiedeichwald.com. Now, of course, no one will know how to spell that.
If they can spell Blasting Game, they can spell Dockwald. Go
okay.
ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead and give it to them.
You want me to spell it?
Yeah, please spell
okay,
it.
Okay, it's M-A-D-D, and those are D's like David, Y, Dockwald, and it's all one word, D-Y-C-H-T, like Tom, W-A-L-D, like David. Whew.
The only and s.com on the end there, folks. The only sleeper is the T. Put the T in the middle there.
Yeah, that's a surprise.
And folks, it's worth the trip because her picture is there, and so that's worth making the trip to the website, Maddie.
You are too kind.
tell your husband I said congratulations. Let's talk about small business and demographics. There's so many ways, different ways that demographics and the cycles. The life cycles that you write about in your book, there's so many different ways that they're impacting small business owners from a standpoint of those of us who have started businesses ourselves, the customers that we work with, the employees that we have. Talk to us about some of those things.
No, it's a huge issue, but to touch on just a few, right now we're experiencing an economic downturn. Now, that's no surprise, and that's not something that I could tell you based on demographics, but it's what's so, and we're beginning to see a lot of people being offered so-called early retirement.
Right.
Or just plain old given a pink slip.
Well, are there the illusion of job security is completely
burst. Oh, that's gone away. That's melted away completely. And which I don't necessarily think is a bad thing, but what is bad is it creates this level of fear and insecurity, especially for older workers, because they're afraid, you know, how am I going to go out and get a job at 58 and I need to work? That's
right.
The fear that comes up. Well, there's a couple things I'd like to say about that. Number one, as the economy begins to come back, we are going to need more workers, and the workers we're going to need are going to be older workers, because there's more older people and fewer younger people, and because of the war on terrorism, we don't want to bring in a lot of immigrants. So you're going to see a tremendous demand for older workers in the coming decades.
Yep, and that's going to be a situation that both sides are going to have to deal with. The owners are going to have to learn to hire and train those people, but the other folks who if they've had one job for a long time, they probably aren't familiar with the way things work in the small businesses. So there's going to have to be some adjustments on that.
Tremendous adjustment. But there's also interesting opportunity for collaboration among the generations, because they bring different qualities and characteristics to the table. A good example is your friend Santana.
Mm-hmm. Carlos.
Santana's career had plateaued. He got together with an older producer friend, Clive Davis, who was in his 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Santana's in his 50s. They decided that he ought to create a more innovative approach by using younger artists
mm-hmm.
in his music. So he used people like Rob Thomas.
Right.
And in his 20s. So here you saw three generations getting together, collaborating, and creating a success beyond any of their wildest expectations.
Such an excellent example, Maddie. I appreciate you using that one because it is an excellent one. And that's what we're going to have, and for another reason, as you know, the generation behind mine, your generation, Maddie, is there's only about 30 million of those guys.
It's a very small generation.
And so we're not going to be able to get all the workers we need from that generation, are we?
Absolutely not. I would also say is that you're going to see a lot of people who lose their jobs turn around and say, you know, I really didn't like doing that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I did. I was in the scheme of doing it every day, and it felt okay. But now that I'm not doing it, I feel liberated.
Once you become untethered,
yeah,
and you get beyond the fear stage, it really gets exciting.
It can get very exciting. And then to discover what you really do want to do and either create it yourself or find a small business outlet to do it with, that's incredible.
Maddie, I'm going to have to stop you because we've got a couple of quick things I want to do before you leave. The book is called Cycles, folks, How We Will Work. How We Will Live, Work, and Buy. It's available wherever books are sold. It's just brand new on the shelves today, folks. Actually, yesterday. Maddie, your website is MaddieDeichwald.com. Folks,
that's
check
right.
that out. Maddie, you've agreed to come back and see us another day, haven't you?
I would love to.
We'll get you back another day. Congratulations on your book.
Thanks so much.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Jim.
Maddie Deichwald, ladies and gentlemen. MaddieDeichwald.com. Check that out when you get a chance. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.